Patterns of Presence, Advent Day 1, Luke chapter 1, verse 26 to 28. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favoured. The Lord is with you." This well-known story opens with the visit of an angel to a young girl called Mary. And we aren't told the setting of this angelic encounter. We don't know where it happened, how it happened, or what was happening when it happened. We're just told that it happened. And this incredible story of supernatural dimension is told so matter-of-factly. An angel turned up to Mary. That's the headline here. An eternal created being, a messenger of God, a divine entity turned up to a young girl. This is big news. This is not the everyday matter-of-fact stuff that you hear about in downtown Nazareth, yet it is told so bluntly, so mundanely, and almost so routinely. Luke actually glibly sets the whole thing up with a narrative. God sent the angel Gabriel to Mary, and the angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favoured." There's not really any pomp or ceremony here. There's no divine drama or spiritual sensation. It's all so matter of fact, so regular, so normal. And yet this is so not normal. You would think that the angel would come winging in with glory streams and trumpet fanfares, bringing grand pronouncements and booming declarations. But no, it's all so simple. The angel, to quote Luke, just kind of went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favoured. The Lord is with you." And you kind of think to yourself, you're delivering world-changing news here. You're revealing to someone the unique role in the plan of God for the transformation of the entire world. You're declaring that out of all the people on the face of the earth, this girl Mary is favoured by the creator of the universe, and she's highly favoured at that. You're revealing that the Lord Almighty, the Lord of hosts, is with this girl, close to her, pleased with her. You would think, given what's at stake here, given the global impact that this information is going to bring, you would have thought that there would at least have been a bit of pizzazz, some kind of showmanship, spiritual showmanship, some degree of otherworldly display. And yet the way that this is told would suggest that that was not the case. The angel was sent by God. The angel went. He spoke to a young girl. Her name was Mary. When you read this in the text, there's really no hype to this. It's just so regular, and yet it's really not. This is life-transforming, world-altering, history-shifting stuff. This is really a big deal, and the big deal is that God is coming to humanity. His presence is going to be found among the human race, and he's going to blow everyone's paradigms of the divine right out of the water. He's going to completely alter the way that people think about God, interact with God, believe in God, experience God. God is taking on flesh and being found among us. And everything about his arrival reveals his agenda. There are so many hints and tips, so many clues hidden in plain sight within this moment that reveals to us who Jesus is, what Jesus does, and what knowing him is really like. Mary encounters an angel, that's a big deal. She's having a supernatural experience, but yet this appears to be downplayed somewhat in the presentation of this scenario. The elements of awe and wonder in terms of staging seem to be missing. But yet awe and wonder reside in the words of the angel. Mary is told her life purpose. She's told the part that she's to play in God's global plan. And the ordinary nature of this conversation seems to betray the significance of these words. But yet the weight of those words are felt by Mary. and the impact of the message resides with her for all of her days. Mary is given an experience of God. She discovers the personal presence of God in her life, but yet there is no sense of power or splendor, no otherworldly dimensions or phenomena, but something of heaven is standing before her. Something of heaven is deposited within her and will soon be released to the world around her. Something phenomenal is taking place and is understood, is received and experienced, but yet it is wrapped up in this regular, seemingly normal storyline, where the headlines are simply, the angel was sent, the angel went, and the angel said. And here lies a glimpse of life with God. Here's a look at what living in a relationship with God is like. It is phenomenal. It is supernatural. It is life transformative, world changing, and it leaves you in awe and wonder. But yet it is normal and natural and regular. I wonder if the reason that people struggle with the concept of faith is because of the fairy tale dimensions that we've come to associate with it. When the truth is, it's not all flashing lights, glory clouds, and booming voices, although it can be at times. But the reality of faith is living every day in the awe and wonder of a supernatural God working in natural ways within the regular routine of everyday life. Living with faith is all about finding purpose in his plan for your life on planet Earth. It is knowing and finding his personal presence in your day-to-day. And it's about learning to recognize the moments within each day when God sets up something of heaven before you and places something of himself within you and then begins to use you to transform the world around you. Faith is living the routine of every day in the awe and wonder of a phenomenal God. Today, pause. Push past the fairy tale fluff to find and discover the personal presence of God in your today. He has sent something of heaven into your today. He has lined up something truly wonderful for you to know, to see, to find, and to hear. If you look for trumpet blasts, angelic choirs, and glory clouds, you might just miss it. But if you're willing to look for him on the horizon of your everyday, if you're willing to see him in your routine and discover him in your regular, then you won't be disappointed. Living with faith is about exploring the routine of everyday life in awe and wonder, and an awe and wonder of the phenomenal God who sets up something of heaven within your every day. Today, find him, see him, hear him, experience him. He's there and he's available. The question is, are you?
Our redemption, God, we here.